Good morning, everyone. Today is the 10th of August, 2018, Monday morning, a little bit before 5 o'clock in the morning, and I've been working through this book, God Does Not Love Everyone, and of course, you don't hear very many books entitled that, do you? Most of the books out there in the bookstores, Christian books, or so-called Christian books, are God Loves You, God Loves the World, God Loves Everyone, God is Love, and so on. And I've often said that if you make one exception to God's love, then you have to no longer proclaim a universal love of God for all men. One exception. And we see many exceptions in the God, we not. So, this morning I'm going to continue to read in this book the last 34, 35, and 36 chapters, so bear with me. And I'm just going to read through this. Chapter 34. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested and we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you the eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. These things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of Him. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Well, how many times have we heard that? Arminians really love that verse right there. This, if we walk in the light. Well, the only way that we're going to walk in the light is if the light of God dwells within us, correct? Welcome aboard Evans, Koya Guy, and Diane Lopez. I'm reading from the last three chapters of the book. God does not love everyone, but He does love His elect from everlasting to everlasting. But if we walk in the light as He's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we've not sinned, we make Him a liar. And His word is not in us. 1 John 1. 1 through 10. Many have denied the reality that we still are in the battle between the flesh and the spirit. Many denominations promote a second work of grace and sanctification. And many deny that eternal life is manifested in all of God's people, not temporary life. But the preceding chapter gives evidence that all these denials are not biblical. Now, 1 John chapter 2 makes several clear assertions. One, Christ is the propitiation for the whole world of His elect. When that word world is used, it is used in many different instances in the Bible. Sometimes it's used as all men in the world. Sometimes it's used as a group of men in the world, like Jew and Gentile. Sometimes it's used specifically for the world of God's elect. This is what this is referring to. Those who do not keep the commandments of God is not abiding in the truth. Number three, he that hateth his brother walks in darkness. Number four, we are not to love the world, meaning outside of the kingdom of God, outside of his people. We're not to love it, neither the things that are in the world. And the love of the Father is not in us. And he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ is the Antichrist. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, ye have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Speaking of the whole world of his elect. If he was a propitiation for the whole world, all men without exception, then there would be no wicked people left on the face of the earth. They would all be his elect, would they not? And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought also himself also to walk, even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he's in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known that is him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is an Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whoso denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father, but he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as that same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence, and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. 1 John 2:1-29. 1 John 3 begins by telling us that God's love is bestowed upon us, and that we are called the sons of God. The chapter also shows us how the children of God are manifested in the children of the devil. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we've passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he hath laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whosoever hath this world's goods, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God, and knoweth all things. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments, and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandment dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. 1 John 3:10-24. Well, we are warned to not believe every spirit, but try the spirits. There are many false prophets and false teachers in the world today. This warning is very timely for the Christian today, is it not? I think it is. All we have to do is turn on Christian television and see the answer to that question. Anyway, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out in the world. Hereby ye know the Spirit, know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus is come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist. Whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. You are God, little children, and overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we, to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. 1 John 4:1-21. Chapter 5 is full of the observations by John regarding the Christian opposed to the reprobate. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that beget loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have that petitions that we desired of him. If any man see his brother sin, which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. For many deceivers are entered in the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. And this deceiver, this is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. 1 John 5:1-21, 2 John 1:7-10, and 3 John 1-11. Well, we're now ready for chapter 35. The book of Jude also makes it very clear a very clear distinction between those who are the elect of God and those who are not. Now I want to stop and pause for a minute and welcome all those that have joined us. Evans, Diane, Warioba, Supriyo, Debbie, Rashid, Janine Engel. Welcome aboard, everyone. I'm reading in the 35th chapter of the book, God does not love everyone, but he does love his elect from everlasting to everlasting. And we're in chapter 35. The book of Jude also makes a very clear distinction between those who are the elect of God and those who are not. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed them that believed not. And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness, unto the judgment of the great day, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses. Dost not bring against him a railing accusation, but he said, the Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally is bruised beast in those that have gone the way of Cain. They corrupt themselves, woe unto them. They've gone the way of Cain and ran greedily after the heir of Balaam for reward and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. These are spots in your feast of charity, when they feast with you, beating themselves without fear, clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withered without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against them. These are murmurers. Complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last times who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, and some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding love, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Jude 1 through 25. Well, the last chapter that I'm working on, which will be the last chapter in the book. I'm beginning in the study of Revelation, of course, chapter 36. The book of Revelation is just that, the revelation of Jesus Christ to his people. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God, and of the testimony of Jesus Christ, and of all the things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and in patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest write in a book, Revelation 1, 1 through 3 and 6 through 11a. Well, that's as far as I've gotten in the book. I can plan on continuing to work on that book today. And I have some other comments that I want to make throughout the book, as well as there's quite a bit of work getting it ready for printing. I'm going to try to have this ready to go to the printer by the 1st of October. But it's been a real blessing to me working on this book and studying and reading the Word of God. And I want to thank Janine Engel for joining us as well this morning. I hope that this has been a blessing to you this morning. We are a blessed people. God has put His Spirit in each of us if we're His children. And we understand the distinction between those whom God loves and those who God does not love. We cannot fully appreciate the love of God and His particular love for His people without recognizing that all are not a recipient of that love. And that's where the big discrepancy is in most of the churches today. Most are teaching a universal love based upon the lie of the free will of man. And this is something that has been on my mind a lot, because we do not control our own destiny. We're not in control of our own destiny. God is the one that's in control of our destiny. He is the pilot. He is the potter. We are the clay. Our hope is only in Christ Jesus, not in anything of ourselves. We need His daily Spirit working within us. We can do absolutely nothing without the Spirit of God working in our hearts and in our minds. And it says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." So this morning, let us be encouraged and realize that we have been given a gift. He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And He's translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. That's something to be joyful about. And so this morning, I want to encourage everyone, and let us stay rooted and grounded in the doctrine of Christ, not in the doctrine of humanism, not in the doctrine of free will, but in the doctrine of God Himself. May God be with you this morning, is my prayer.